This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, there's a difference between cancel culture and consequence culture. I mean, there just is. And I am all for the latter. I had a mint in my mouth that I forgot about till I started talking. Then I couldn't talk because it was like impeding how I talked. Let me start that over. There is a difference between cancel culture and consequence culture. And I love consequence culture. It's great. It's healthy. It's good. And consequence culture is a synonym for FAFO culture, pretty much. I'll tell you someone who received the full end of the FAFO situation. I mean, they are fully on the other side of the FO, and that is this Brewers Karen. Okay? Give a listen to this story from Mr. Mike Wallace.
Ricardo Fasano says he was taking a lot of heat as the only Dodgers fan in his section during Tuesday's playoff game in Milwaukee. At one point, a woman sitting behind him, Shannon Klablarchek, yelled at him,
"You know what? Let's call ICE.
Call ICE. Call ICE. We're veteran. Two wars. ICE are not going to do anything to me."
After the video went viral, Klablarchek's employer fired her. Fasano says she shouldn't have lost her job.
"I think everybody deserves second chances. I think everybody makes mistakes."
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
That's interesting from that guy's standpoint. Also, kill him with kindness. I love how that guy operated. You know, it's the ugliest of ugly to call someone who is Hispanic or Hispanic appearing and tell them, to look at them and say, "We're going to call ICE on you." You don't know anything about that person. And that guy, Ricardo Fasano, killed that lady with kindness. Oh, is that so? Well, what? I'm an American citizen, and not just am I American, I fought in two wars, lady. Keep it moving. So he goes to this baseball game. He's sitting behind home plate in Milwaukee. He is the only Dodgers fan there, as he says. And he's, yeah, being loud because the Dodgers are good. They spend a ton of money, but they're good. And she doesn't like it. So she decides she wants to step up and say some things to him. One of them is, "You know what? Let's call ICE." Now, is it cancel culture or consequence culture that she lost her job? I thought this was an easy question, honestly, because I saw this story and there's a video out there and the lady has a terrible Karen haircut too. She has the same haircut as, get this, the same exact haircut as the lady who took the ball from the kid in Florida who was the Phillies fan. Same haircut. Anyway, back to this. So I saw this story online, and the video is fascinating to me about this lady, right? Because she says it and she kind of smirks. Well, as soon as I saw that, I thought it was the most open and shut case of all of us coming together. All of America going, "Yeah, what a buffoon this lady is. She got fired. She should have. And that'll teach you a lesson, or at least it should. Don't be a racist jerk to people, and you don't suffer the consequences." What I came to find out, and again, social media, not the greatest barometer, but in some regards, it does serve as a decent cross-section of ideas and thoughts and feedback of some situations. What I came to find out when I started reading through and pouring through the seemingly gazillion different responses to all this was there were far more people than I ever anticipated who said, "This lady didn't do anything wrong. She's saying what she wants to say. And he looks like he's in this country illegally." Or, "It's just friendly banter. How can you fire a person over this? Well, I'll tell you how you can fire a person over this. They embarrass the company that you own or that you're the boss of, or both. And when that happens and your value isn't bigger than the level of embarrassment, then hit the road, Jack. Find a different job. But the way that it rolled off her tongue and the way that she is and how she said it so simply and easily to somebody, I'm guessing she's probably more ugly than just this one incident. But it did. I thought it was one of these things that, I don't want to say would unite us, because nothing does anymore. Everything in social media and in media is so diluted because it's all over the place. Nothing seemingly unites us. There's not one flash moment or one big thing because everything's disseminated. But I was blown away by the amount of people who didn't just straightforward say, yeah, she should be fired. The other lesson, and probably the biggest lesson here, is this at 866-391-1020. If you don't know in the year 2025 that pretty much everywhere you go, you're on video, you're taped, it could be disseminated onto social media, you're the idiot. You just are. Every single place you go, especially a crowded stadium, and especially standing in front of a man who is holding a camera. That, to me, is insane that she didn't understand this would be widely disseminated. And so she got what was coming to her. Jason's in Ambridge. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Never been better.
This is the exact rhetoric that's being talked about constantly that is being spread by this administration that we have. I guarantee if you look into it even more, this lady's a Trump supporter 100%, and that's what we got coming in this country, sir.
I don't know that to be the case, and I don't condone what she said, but I also don't pick a team on every single topic. Oh, he hung up. Actually, a bigger problem is dividing people and allocating them to one team or the other on every single thing that happens in this country. That seems to be problematic, as opposed to just taking the issue, looking at it for face value, and calling this lady a terrible bigot. That's the problem. That's not aligned with a party or a person she voted for or a red hat she may or may not wear. She's the one who's the terrible bigot. End of story.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.